Oh, Father, thank you for him. Thank you for him. Oh, he's our Jesus. He's our Jesus. He's our Savior. He's our God. Oh, and our soon coming bridegroom. I am so thankful for him. Lord, what gentleness. And Lord, how you do encourage us. Lord, a bruised reed you won't break, a smoking flax you won't quench. Oh God, you know how to take us. And Lord, you take us to that place to where we say, oh God, in due time, in due time, in due time. And Lord, the exaltation is to you. Oh God, thank you for these hearts. God, thank you that we're overflowing. We're overflowing, Lord God, because we receive, Lord, that we are the goodly pearl for you. Oh God, we can't fathom the grace. We cannot fathom the mercy. But I'll tell you what, you said, oh, know my love, and I know your love. And I know, God, there's no limit to that love. A passion, Lord God, to reveal to our hearts. A desire, oh my, a desire, a very God, the desire of God. We are the desire of God. Oh, help us to understand and receive, Lord Jesus. You've given us the life, God, to be quickened, to praise you, to fully arise. For now are we the sons of you, Father. We are your sons. And we thank you for your only begotten, the beautiful Lamb that made the way. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. How could we not be beside ourselves? I don't know how many Kleenex I'm going to go through today. But we'll just let it go. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. We were in Romans 5:17 a couple weeks ago. What a verse. What a verse. What a truth. What a promise. What power. What love. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. We talked about that reigning life. We learned a little bit more about that reigning life. Really receive his word there. It's all through the abundance of grace. It's all through the gift of righteousness. How much are you going to let the abundance of grace reign? How much will you allow the gift of righteousness to live? Well, that'll determine how much you're going to reign. And just think, he gave it to each and every one of us equally. He gave it fully. God's not a respecter of persons, but he's not a respecter of his sons. He loves you. Oh, he loves you. Oh, he loves you. And in his son, he gave you everything. He gave you the abundance of grace, exceeding abundant, above all we ask or think, grace, grace for grace, all grace. And then he gave you the gift of righteousness, the only righteous one. He gave you the gift. He gave you his son. And he put him in here. Then he put him in you. You're born of God. You have the very life of the Son of God that lives in you. Christ liveth in you. All the favor, all the favor, all the love, same love, same capacity, not withholding a thing. He loves you with. The Father sees you the same. Because it's one life. One life. You do not lack a thing. You are behind no one. The favor of God has not overlooked you. His passion, his desire for you to come to the knowledge of his full purpose. The power of the Holy Ghost, the power of his might to quicken that life, to reign now. Born with it. Born with nothing but Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm going to say it like this. That's all you got. That's all you got. And truly, that's all you are. Do you see how much faith you need to have? I have to have this word. Coursing. Encouraging, empowering through everything I see and I face. Everything that God brings me to. And I'm talking about the disappointments. And I don't need to say the disappointments in my fellow man. I'm talking about the disappointments in this man. Every bit of my desire was apart from God. And yet that mercy, we're all living in the field of Boaz. We deserved death. We deserved hell. We deserved a lake of fire. Forever. But God. Son, my plan is my mercy. He who trusts in God is encompassed about with mercy. I just thought he who trusts in God just walks such an upright life. They don't need no mercy. I trust in God, Stephen. No one else. He loves me so. Because he loves his mercy. He loves his grace. His plan is in. Truly. That overlooked thing. The things that are discarded of this life. He loves. And he's brought us to that. Do you really believe you have a reigning life? You do. Whether you live it or not, Christian, you got a reigning life. But then how? How do we live it fully? Man will come at you with so many checklists. Here's how to have a good marriage. Here's how to raise your kids.
You know, here's how to get to your goals in life. Throw the lists away. Why would I want to live? And I love that. Man's reality when I can truly live God's possibility. I'm telling you, this kid, I've lived God's possibility all my life. I've seen him bring things to me and give things to me. There was no way to achieve those things and do those things. And it's not about the achievements. It's just about God. It's about God making my way. It's about God having his way. And there have been a lot of times I didn't want to have God having his way. But the only way you'll learn to not to get away from not wanting God to have his way, the only way you'll learn it, really learn it, is you need to fall in love with him. It's the truth. When you love someone, you'll submit. You'll submit to him. Is it now kind of clicking why he wants you to know the love of Christ? He wants you to know his love. Willing and doing of his good pleasure. You don't let anybody do that in your life except the one you love. I know Dwayne loves me. But then there's Linda. It's okay, brother. It's okay. I got Polly. Yeah. See, this isn't just about me. We're talking about our lover, aren't we? See, we're one in him. This isn't just pastor's delirium in the love of Christ. This is ours. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. That's why you got to be here. I know he can use streaming and different things. But never forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Never, ever do that. But brothers and sisters, we got a little Lord of all life that lives in us. And by the grace of God, one thing. Lord, let me grow up to that mature, fully pleasing son. Yeah. Now, how's that come about? Yeah, yielding. Yielding. Yielding to listening. Boy, it's hard to listen sometimes, isn't it? We want to listen to things that tickle our ears. Sometimes listening to God can hurt your ego. Sometimes listening to God changes your way real quick. Sometimes listening to God takes you away from things that made you feel good. You pray for me. This is real. This is real. He's mining in us. But when we listen to God, we begin to believe God. You have to hear his voice. Christians are hearing a lot of different things today. But we need to hear the voice of the Lord. We need to hear his word. And we need to hear all of the word of God. Amen? Yes, we do. All the word of God. Not just bits and pieces. Not just things that you want to hear. We need to hear all the word of God. And then in hearing and listening and availing ourselves to hear the word of God, by the grace of God, we need to let love abound. I love that verse on Friday night. I love it. In all things, above all, have fervent love for one another. Amen. above all things, have fervent love for one another. Amen. One more time. Above all things. Isn't that interesting, he said? Above all things, have fervent love for one another. I've seen people receive all truth and not have love. And it's a shipwreck. It's true. Without that love, without fervent love, and without fervent love for one another, you ain't going to win. There's no marriage there. That's more like a, well, it's a club. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Membership, I come in and I go. Fall in love with him, you'll fall in love with one another. It is the truth. When you pass through and you're not falling in love with the saints, you haven't fallen in love with him. I care about you greatly. And it ain't me. It's Christ in me. And that's the truth. It was up to me. Ah. Now you understand why Moses had those talks with God. Oh. Let's start over, huh? But brothers and sisters, it's the word of his grace. It's spirit and truth. It's truth and love. It's not what my religion taught me or my family taught me. It's not what I feel. It's by his spirit, what does the word of God say? What does that reigning life look like? Over in 2 Timothy chapter 2, it tells us very clearly what that reigning life looks like. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. And there's no better example of that truth than is seen in our forefathers. And I'll tell you what, I will say our foremothers, the real champions of faith. And that is the truth. Amen. Mentioned Ruth. You think about, there was a life that looked like it was over many times over. Her husband's dead, her father-in-law's dead, her mother-in-law's bitter. Let's just say what like it is. She was crazy. She was, get away from me. I'm bad news. Just stay here, go get married. Well, where was here? A godless Moab. So think of all of those things that were against her, but yet all of that suffering was a perfect path to wind up reigning. Perfect. Esther, orphan, sent to an uncle. And sent to an uncle that lived in a kingdom that was ready to be taken over by a prince that was a Jew hater and was going to kill them all. She was really going to her death sentence if you think about it. Really. What is God doing? It's the path to reign. It's the path for ruling. It's the only way. Think of Joseph. Truly, it was the Hallmark Christian life. That wonderful family, all those brothers, all that family that loves the Lord. God's choice. Okay, I got more for you, Joseph, and here's what's going to happen. You've had some great dreams, son. I'm going to show you how they come true. You know how they come true? Your brother's going to get jealous. And they're going to sell you. You're going to become a slave. You're going to become imprisoned. By the grace of God, you're going to trust me, but it's going to seem like by your eyes that it's never going to work. Every time you think you're getting ahead, bam, another truck hit you. But I'm going to tell you something, honey. It's the path for reigning. You can't leave out Bathsheba, can you? Infidelity, adultery, fornication, her husband murdered, her child dies. But it was the perfect path for reigning. Now, your life and my life truly is no different. Might not have the, if you will say, those kind of dramatic events, but every event of your life has that kind of purpose. Exact purpose, precise purpose. And it's for one thing, it's for ruling and reigning. That's your Father, that's your Father's plan. And your Father happens to be God. I mean, you really receive that. Your Father is God. All right? And that's why I don't... you have to think that all of this life, everything that we're going through, okay, is a perfect path by faith. A perfect path of Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Called. And what kind of a purpose? To win. Amen. To win him. Not to compete. You are built to win. Built to reign. Not built to, well, I'm going to try. No. You're more than a conqueror through Christ who loved you. You're already built for the victory that's already been won. Vessels to the praise and the glory of his grace. We're just to praise him for what's already been finished. Amen. To thank him and grow up into what has already been given. I don't beg him for his life. I got his life. Amen? Amen. This is who we are. One in him. The one life. The reigning life. Because of the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. This is a finished thing. This is a finished thing. But it's running the race in the finished thing. Do you see? I call those things which be not as though they were, because he finished it for me. Not though that I've already apprehended, but he's already apprehended me. I get that. That's all I need. It's his desire. It's his purpose. It's his plan. It's his drawing. And it's his work. Oh, yes. Praise God. Now, do you get all these lives? That's your life. All those lives, that's your life. But it's even a better thing. It's even an exceeding promise than those that I had just listed, because you have that promise now. You have that life of suffering. That's not just to seek a continuing city, but to be that city descending from heaven. Having the glory of God and her light. Oh my. Even the Apostle Paul. He suffered the loss of all things. Going over there to Philippians 3. What did he say there in that 8th verse? Oh, yea, doubtless, Brother Paul said, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. This is a knowing thing. And knowing not just here and not just here, but knowing the intimacy of the bridegroom. This is the knowledge between a husband and a wife. This is knowledge that supersedes any other knowing of two people. This is the knowing that Paul speaks of. I count all things but loss, but for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. The Lord's brought you in here. He's mining something in your heart that's real. If by any means I might attain to that. That's why you come here, by the grace of God, because that is the message that rests here, by the grace of God. That's what you're feeding. That's what you want. There isn't any other gospel, as Paul said. Preach no other gospel. That's why Paul was incensed when he went back to those that had received this gospel, but then they had fallen away from it. And he said, I'm just hurt beyond. I've got a godly anger here, you guys. You should be teaching this strong meat. You knew this. But you didn't cherish it. You discarded this great, great grace. This incredible gospel of the glory. And now not only are you not teaching it, I've got to go back and not feed you the strong meat. I've got to give you milk. Do you understand? This is a relationship thing, isn't it? One of the biggest hurts in my life have been talking to my brethren at times. And I know the Lord is there encouraging us in the things of the Word of God. And to say something about the bridal truth, oh yeah, I know that. It hurts about more than anything I could ever imagine. It's a relationship. And you got to be in a relationship. A relationship's not just by title. It's entering in and heart. You're there. You're there. And by the grace of God, you listen to one another in a relationship. And I love to listen to the Lord. And you know what? He loves my voice too. I'm the crazy spouse. But I'm glad he's consistent. See, I didn't say which one I was. I just said I'm the crazy one. No letters, please. But see, Brother Paul, he says, I count it all but dung, but for the excellency of the knowledge. You know what that excellency of the knowledge is? It's the knowledge of the magistrates. It's the knowledge of the rulers. It's the knowledge of the superior rank. It's the reigning knowledge. That's what that means. Please look it up. That's what he counted everything about his life. It didn't matter if it was the things that he was championed for or the things that cost. None of that mattered except of it lining up by faith that, Lord, here I am. I'm coming to the, I know, the end of my life. And all my life is about is Christ, my prize. That's it. And here we have that precious brother to minister that to us. You know, a lot of people I've heard say, oh, I'd love to have heard the Apostle Paul. You do hear the Apostle Paul. This word, praise God, is the word of his grace through the Apostle Paul. It's alive. Amen, isn't it? These sermons are alive because it's the word of God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And I was thinking, how wonderful. See, a reigning life has got to know the reigning knowledge. And I say, that's why I love the sheep in here. Oh, by the grace of God, sheep that reign in the knowledge of bridal truth. Sheep that reign in the knowledge of bridal truth. And it's all because of what we're fed. Yes. Amen. I always would think about sweet Brother Hill as he'd come out here. I could see him with a bucket. Okay, here you go. And it wasn't just a bucket of sun, it was a bucket of the finest corn, the finest feed. And by the grace of God, you know what? I'm picking up the same bucket. It's never changed. Mm-mm. I boast in the Lord. You know how I boast in the Lord? I say, look at his sheep. It's all by the grace of God, but you're champions. I've been in them stock show. They bring out some fine ones. But then they bring out the grand champion. Now, you know what it's going to end up, don't you? Oh, a crown. An exalted rank of righteousness crown. But see, it's all about reigning jointly. And why? Because Jesus wants it. Isn't that wonderful to know about what Jesus wants? I appreciated brother's encouragement as he came. God's terms? Yeah. I like Jesus' desire. You know what I really like, what Jesus wants? He wants me. You know how he gets me? Love. Amen. And you know what? He's God. Amen. Yes, he is. Oh, he's very God, a very God. And you know what? God gets what he wants. And he's going to have a joint heir. Tells you right in here. He wants a companion. He wants an equal in glory. Oh, I know that that bothers some ignorant Christians. If you know the Word of God, you'll understand that that's exactly what he's after. If you'd listen to Paul's gospel, it wouldn't bother you at all. You would be praising him like never before. Instead of wrestling with it, why don't you look up what glorified together means? No, really, I challenge you. Go look up what that means. And joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that ye suffer together, that ye may be also glorified together with him. You'll find it means same, equal. But notice it's him. I got no glory, but him. It's not in me that's the glory. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. Now, people still wrestle with that. God says he reveals himself in nature. He reveals himself even in family. I believe all you know that I have a wife. Her name is Polly. Polly is not below me. She is not beneath me. Polly is my equal, and if anything, she lets me know that she's my glory. You ever let the Lord know that? Oh, Lord, thank you for your grace. You say, you really tell him that? Yeah, because I want to magnify his grace. A wretch like me can be the glory for him. Oh, but I want to see a miracle. I know nothing's hard for him. But parting the sea and making me glory for him, there's no comparison which one was harder. Even though it's not hard for God. Now, brothers and sisters, all of our lives, and we need to pray for one another. We got hardships, we got sufferings, we got valleys, we got deserts, we got mountains, but we got one thing. It's all for the same thing. It's all the one life that we live, and it's all going to add up to one thing. That all of those things were tailor-made for each one of us to win him. Amen. It couldn't be without one of them. One of them. For you to come in here and be delighted in what you're hearing today, it had to be every single one of them. It had to be all of the time that you were just defiant. It had to be the times that you believed not. How would the Lord ever bring you the humiliation to humble yourself before the Lord? So you always know that He's the God of grace that brings the humiliation that causes you to humble yourself before the Lord. And I know that He brings thankfulness. Yes, He does. He brings gratitude. He brings a song in my heart that I want to praise and honor and glorify the Lord. Now, how wonderful this is to win Him, the reigning life, all by Him, for Him. Praise God because of the faith in His plan. Everything of my life, I believe Him for this, brothers and sisters. By grace, there's an abounding, praise the Lord, to let that life live. I love when that life lives in me. I love when that life reigns in me. I love to tell you about this gospel. I love to tell you about our mind of Christ that lives in us. I love that life. I love that power. I love receiving, as David said, "Oh Lord, you've enlarged my steps. I walk boldly. I walk boldly. But I'm walking boldly to the throne of grace. And when I walk boldly to the throne of grace, I walk boldly. And I might be walking in this flesh through this life, but I'm walking boldly because I'm walking to the throne of grace." I loved a couple Sunday nights ago. Precious sister. She's running back and forth here, Sister May. Beside herself, her life. Testimony of the faithfulness of God that has afflicted me. You need to go one way or the other with that one, can't you? He can afflict you and you go, "Oh, poor me." See, that's people that don't understand and don't want to receive the truth. Come on, Christian. And we do need to encourage ourselves. We hit things, don't we? But He never changes. That plan's never different. That crown He's got for you for reigning is only getting more real because He's establishing the faith. It's not He's just trying to disappoint you. He's trying to get you to understand. He's just building faith. That most precious thing, the only thing that pleases God, He's doing it. You can't bring it. He does. Oh, she was running back and forth. See, that's the reigning life. That's what that is. Are you thankful that you're a son that's chastened by God? Or do you want to be ignored by God? Oh, God, ignore me. Well, let me tell you something. Ask my kids if I'm going to ignore them. They wished for a time I would, but I can't. I love them. They're of me. They really are. How much more are we of God? Think of this. He loves you. He will never let you go. He's going to bother you until you see Him. Thank you, Lord. And I'm finally growing up to say, "Oh, Lord, bother me." Oh, my. But see, a very God is in love with you. A very God who created all things and created all of them for Himself. He's God. He created all things. He created them for Himself. He created heaven. He created hell. He created the lake of fire. He created good. He created evil. All things were for Him, by Him, and without Him, nothing was made. I love how sweet sister said, reminded me again, it wasn't Nebuchadnezzar's furnace. Well, I'm going to put you in my furnace. Oh, turn it up. Bake them. Let them burn. That wasn't Nebuchadnezzar's furnace. That was God's furnace. Just like it's God's lion's den. Amen. It's God's fish that he prepared to swallow Jonah. Amen. It was God's sea that he parted. It was God's wilderness that he brought them into. That he brought the manna. That he brought the water out of the rock. Oh, yes. Do you get it? Every trial you ever face is God's doing. It is God's plan. And it is God's place of intimate fellowship with you. He's lined them all up for one thing. If you'll take the faith to believe it, an exalted, exceeding eternal weight of glory crown. As it says in Peter, oh my. Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice.
Amen.
I love how he starts this out. Wherein ye greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Did you hear that? Wait, he's telling me wherein ye greatly rejoice. But yet there's a part of me in heaviness through manifold temptation. But wherein ye greatly rejoice. And here's why, verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, here's the best part now, this is getting exciting, might be found. Now this is us. This is why he's doing this. This is why he's working this. Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I want you to think about that. Jesus Christ, he's already all glorious. He's already going to get all the praise. He's already going to have all the honor. There's no might about that. The thing that he's asking, will I be part of it? I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, if I ever start to murmur again till we see Christ, just knock me in the head. And I mean it. Encourage me in the Word of God. Say, brother, come on, get up. Run, brother, run. I can hear Brother Copley's Sister Bodie and those songs and singing in my heart, run! We're surrounded with so great a cloud of witness. We're in that stadium. Amen, we are. And there's a cheering going on. Oh, yes, there is. And we ain't sitting on the bench, folks. We're in it. You're in it. Believe it. And reign now. Believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. And be the readied wife now. Let's be the mature sons of God now. Let's have the faith to win Christ. Let's let it be complete now. Because it is. This is our moment. This is your moment. And I'll tell you what, it better be a moment of glory time right now. Let the glory Let the glory, glory to glory, and glory to glory, and glory to glory, and glory to glory. You're never going to be glory for him over there if that glory to glory ain't going forth right now. And all he wants you to do, Christian,
amen,
is just live that life. Live that life. Feed. Feed that life. In Jesus' name. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Father, we just are so grateful. You are truly building up that masterpiece for you. Lord, thank you, God, that it's about time. Lord, thank you again that you have given the grace to endure. Thank you for your sheep. Oh, God, these sheep, Lord, that have the crown. That have the crown. That, Lord, that endure with joy and thanksgiving. That, Lord, by your mercy, we stand and arise. Oh, God, with hands lifted. And praise you, Lord God, for your work. Praise you, God, for this offering. Lord, of suffering together with you. The privilege, the honor, the gifts of due benevolence. Oh, Lord, thank you that you've called us to the heights of glory with you. God, awaken us, awaken our minds and our hearts, every fiber of our being to be alive and awake. Oh, behold, the bridegroom cometh, he skippeth o'er the hills. And in a moment, and in a twinkling of an eye, there will be a calling, a calling, a calling, my love. Rise up, my love, my fair one. And come, come, come away. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name.